And welcome into episode 41 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise. This episode, the Blether is indoors. I'll update you on your wee mission. And the textile technique is back. I'll tell you what, of course, about the Me show, because it's all about me. Me! Tell you, me. All the links are in the show notes that you come where with you download this from, so relax and get your links later. I'm sponsoring this for my own business, Energy Hunt Limited, www.energyhunt.com, for Northern Scotland's premier renewable engineering services. And this week, he's up a wind turbine. Get your cup of tea, your craft, I'll tell you what crack is in Caithness this week.
Now for the blather.
Away in and sit for a blather.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Coo.
Coo who?
Coos don't go who, coos go moo. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor who?
You just said it.
Ta-da! Aha, thank you, Sandy. He'll be here till Thursday. Try the veal. I was standing waiting on Sandy at Cookshill one night, and in the primary school that his classes are, the primary three class door has little knock-knocks jokes stuck to it. And we laughed, because that's what small boys and mothers do. The next day I was talking about doors, because our front door had leaked a bit, and the 4-6 gale was raining right in it. So, new sealant required. Boo. And it got me to thinking about doors. How they keep out the weather and the world. But they can open up into the world when we want or need to go out. One side you're out in the elements taking on the world. And the other side you're cosy from the wind and the rain. They have small openings to let in post and windows to let in the light. Some have numbers on them to indicate which address you are in. Some have bonny wreaths adorning them. Some could be metal shutters to keep out the baddies. And others can be net to let in the air but keep out the beastie baddies. Doors can be all sorts of different designs, shapes and sizes. Alice has got a peedy little one in Wonderland. Bilbo had a round one in Hobbiton. The Queen has a right fancy gold one at Buckingham. You get automatic electric magic ones. You go round and around in doors. You get advent calendar doors. You go through the wardrobe door, you might end up in Narnia. Michael Caine said, "You're only supposed to blow the," insert expletive here, "doors off" in the Italian job. The Doors were a rock band from the 1960s who wanted you to light their fire and ride on the storm. I wasn't really into them, but well, they had style and you couldn't not admire the style. Every September across Scotland there's an event called Doors Open Day, which is Scotland's largest free annual architectural event. It is coordinated nationally by the Scottish Civic Trust and is part of the European Heritage Days, which is alongside Scottish Archaeology Month, supported by Historic Scotland. Now, you can get into buildings across the country and have a good look around, and it ranges from Edinburgh Castle to Inverness Sheriff Court. The idea is to get into buildings that you sometimes would never get the chance to visit, such as the Sheriff Court, as they tend to have wonderful old architectural value. If I remember rightly, you used to be able to get in one of the pumping stations in Edinburgh because it was an old Victorian building, but I cannot find it on the internet to confirm it. I thought it was Joppa, but it's not. The diversity of the buildings. There was also the day I went to visit Edinburgh Castle was on the Doors Open Day because it was free. Yes, I was cheap. Very foggy day, no view, but it was wonderful and, like I say, free. But I did revisit it and I paid for it, the privilege, which I would recommend anyone going to Edinburgh. It's not cheap, but certainly worth it. There's a phrase from people who are domestically abused that they constantly walk into doors. So, serious face here, if that's you, you have to do something about it. You don't deserve it, no matter what they say. You can survive without them, no matter how hard it would be, because it would be. Nobody deserves to be abused, mentally or physically. I am fortunate that I have a good man. He is a very good man, and this is how I know that you deserve better, because there are people out there that are worthy of you. No person has the right to abuse you, so please do something about it before it is too late. Figuratively speaking, doors can open or close for you in life. In business, they close more often than they open, but you have to walk through the ones that open. Also the right ones, too. I've been reading Duncan Bannatyne's 43 Mistakes Businesses Make and How to Avoid Them, and I realise how little I know about business and how much more there is to learn. It's like knitting, gardening, crafting. You think you know stuff, and then you realise how much more there is more to learn. It's enjoyable learning this, and business pays the bills. And if any of you lovely listeners knows Duncan Bannatyne, tell him he's inspiring, easy to understand. I'm learning, and then I'm learning. So sometimes these doors shut in your face. You go for a job interview. It's your dream job. and you don't get picked. And you think, but that joke was mine. How can they not see that? Well, my little podcast listener, get a wee bit drunk. Have a wee cry. Pick yourself up. Come on, up you get. That job wasn't for you. They closed that door on you because you are destined for something better. Better teams of people. Better conditions. Nicer place. Different doors for you. Less stress. I've been there. I've done that. Now, when my door of a mother opened, it opened up listening to podcasts. And then Nick from Yarns for the Plane suggested that everybody gives a go at podcasting. Yes, you, Nick, are to blame for this door being opened and nailed open. Hello, it's me. Not Johnny from The Shining. I've never seen it. There is a song by someone I can't remember which cites on every ending there is a new beginning. So when the door shuts in your face and another one is opening for you, sometimes it may not take you the way that you thought you were going to go, but make the most of the direction you go because then you too could be telling knock-knock jokes to 50,000 people. So if you need a pee stop, it's for time for the Daisy Laugh. So, Craft Fairy. Craft Fairy was smelly sheep fleece for me this week. I have taken possession of my annual Jacob and Mule fleeces from Sarah. Thank you, Sarah. I got one from Celia too. Thank you, Celia. And the idea was for me to get them washed and carded and spun, and Sarah and Al are getting a fleece worth back. So that makes me a mill. Louise the Mill. Wendy Miller. Hello, Trumpton fans. I've got a lot of work ahead of me. Ace. I also craft fairied myself the Knitter magazine, issue 37, because someone at Spinning said she thought all the patterns were good in this issue. And I note that Jean Sowerby has a wonderful article and pattern on the cover. I'd recommend this issue, and I'm going to get issue 38 too, as there's to be another Jean Sowerby pattern. Jean Sowerby, you say? Didn't you go on about her Victorian lace book last week? Yes, I did. And how craft fairy-ish for it to be in this edition of The Knitter for me. And I only bought it in sheer whim, because I needed change for a tenner for textile artists. I kind of like The Knitter, though. It's my magazine of choice for knitting. And they have a wonderful selection of designers and the editorial team. They seem to be pretty cool. Then, I get a new listener in the group, whom I say officially hello to soon. Hi, Jackie Hardin, who's Curvy Jacks. I check out her project pages, because you know I do. I'm very nosy that way. I'm hooking up the webcam, and I'm thinking, I recognise her name. How do I recognise her name? And then I see her design, and I recognise the design, and I look in the magazine, and I look in Ravelry, and I've literally got the magazine still sitting beside the computer, and it's the Pretty as a Picture shawl from this issue of The Knitter. I squeal with delight, and I hope that you can all get your hands on issue 37 of The Knitter. No, I'm not on commission. It's just full of good patterns and articles and the best of British designers, one of which listens to me. And it's so good, I'm going to buy two. Although one is for Trini over in the land of the free, who is my swap buddy. Sorry, I've kind of given that away, but it means that she doesn't buy it now. Although I don't subscribe, I did check out how much it is. It's lovely. Nice little magazine. Also, thank you very much to Torin Isla for sending me my fibre postcard. It came in the post, and it is of a little knitted sheepy. And she has of her own hand spun in the sheep, and it's wonderful. It's very nice. It's up on my wall with the notice board and the other fibre postcards. Thank you very much. And today in the post, I received a shoebox and it was lovely. It was from Cheryl of Bill the Ball podcast. Please listen to her. She's wonderful. And it's really good because I needed a shoebox because we've got to do Blythewood shoebox appeal for the school. And obviously you need a school box. You need a shoebox. And inside the shoebox, which was wrapped in paper, and it was great opening it, was a hank of some fibre for spinning. I'll have to find out more about this. I think it feels like superwash merino, but it's a teal colour. Sorry, you hear me rustling, sorry. And there's slight shades of orange and purpley and black going through it. So I'm really looking forward to spinning that up. There's a lovely badge that says Live, Laugh, Knit. So that's going in my knitting bag. There's a Lolo bar. Everybody here say Lolo. And it's Sweet Plumera, or Plumeria. And it's a head-to-toe moisturiser with hemp seed oil and zinc oxide by Barmaids. No, I'm not getting on commission either. But it's wonderful. I've already had one of these and it's great. Love them. There was a lovely hand-printed card, and it's of two sheep, and one is spinning, and it's using the wheels straight from the other sheep's back. And it says on the back, chimera.etsy.com. There's a set of little notelets in there with some flowers, butterflies, and some notes, as in musical notes. And I don't know if this is the best bit or not, but I know Daisy will love them. Sandwich bags, and they're Disney fairies. And you get to write your name on them. So, kind of tempted not to give her any, because either I could put some of my fibre in it. No, I am a nice mother, I will give her some. But thank you very, 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 very much to Cheryl of Billabong. Because all I sent her was a kilted man on a tea towel. How rubbish is that? Anyway, today I have been finishing washing my Hebridean fleece, so I think maybe I'll have to send her some of that as well, because it was very kind of her. Hello, section.
Hello.
I'd like to express a warm hello to all new listeners, medium listeners, and old listeners. And by older, I mean that you've listened to quite a few of me blithering on. If you put your pen in the listener map, I have linked in the show notes. I show Sandy and we do geography with you all. So go on, Beyonce, stick your pen in it. I'd like to say a big Sandy hello.
Hello.
To new Ravelry group members. Mad Mum. Anyway, here I am. I love that name. Montana Sue. Hello. Sand Cola. Curvy Jacks. Moira Knit 2. Bibliocateria. Snoop Tigger. And Venus Fury. And a couple of you hiding at the back who don't have photos on the Ravatar sneaked in without me saying hello. How rude you must have thought. Well, extra mentions to Lynn, my mother-in-law.
Hello.
AMH1956, Highland Man, and Pugwash. I was also drive-by friended from Baking Knitter, Feltaria, and Versa Visa. I love Versa Visa as well, that's funny. I've had some really lovely messages. Send me a message, I love them. I love all of everybody's project pages. I have had a good nose around this week. Great. And I hope you're all having a blather and what's a crack section. And please, as usual, carry on putting up your project pages onto my page because I have a good nose at them. See what you've been up to too. Random hellos to Buggy Knitter, WV Kelly, Wooragi, VT Gale, and VK. Guess which page I was on this week. Sending hugs to Yarn Salad. We were all ready for her to emigrate to North Carolina. Immigration were not all that happy with her papers. So sadly, she's still in Victoria in Canada. I have her woad lace weight all blued up too, thanks to Caroline, but I'm sure she'd rather be in North Carolina without the woad. If any of you wonderful listeners work for American Immigration, have a wee look at her papers, please. She's a nice person. Her husband has a job. She'll spend a lot on the yarn economy. You'd better, or I'll have to get mean and I'll send Daisy over and sort it out, and you just don't need that. But I know you have a job to do, so American Immigration, pull your finger out. On to What's the Crack section.
What's the crack section?
On to Your Soldiers Need You. Do you like my echo? I only figured out how to do that last week. General Louise Kitchen Knife here, announcing that Mad Mum won the quickest hat knit. Everyone gets put in the pot for Sandy to pull a name out, because you've not all finished, I've not done it yet. And when you send the hat, please message me so I know that you've sent it. But please be quite quick, because she's going to post them off this week. And she only really needed about 20 for a troop. Although I'm sure they won't go wrong if you still feel like you want to send one. I will thank you all very much on behalf of the soldiers and Sarah, the soldier's mother. You've done a good thing there. I sent my hat off. You go onto my Flickr pages and my Ravelry page and you will see Daisy modelling my hand-spun Brown Jacob beanie hat. And the pattern is the SFS Official Regulation Beanie Cap by Kim Opperman. It's a very, very simple pattern. Really warm to wear, and although I thought it might have been a bit scratchy the way the wool can be, hope that the soldier gets the warmth out of it and most importantly keeps safe. Last weekend in Inverness, there was a weekend on Guernsey knitting and all things surrounding the knitted fisherman's jumper. There were lectures, a fashion show and traders available. Now, I heard two sides of this. One, that it wasn't very well organised, which let it down a bit. And the other side was that the talks were excellent and the traders were wonderful. So hello to Ripple's Craft from Ascent. I don't think she listens, but everyone I spoke to either bought something from her or viewed her stand. And to me, she's famous. I follow her on Twitter, therefore she's famous. And it was good to be in Inverness, and it was very well attended. I would hope that they have another one. They have slightly better organisation, but carry on with the same interesting, fibery people. Apparently, Liz Lovick from Orkney was there and was the best out of all of them, in this person's opinion. I was surprised to hear one famous fibre person was touting for hand knitters and was spouting on about people being paid for the craft that they do, because, as you know, crafters sometimes don't receive a fair wage for the amount of work that they put into something. But the person talking about them was still waiting to be paid from the famous fibre person from the last time she had asked. So, business rule number one, people, ask for a purchase order first before committing the time. I'm not going to name names because that is unkind, and I have only this person's word for it, but there's a door you don't want to walk into by mistake. All hail the handmaid, but all hail the handmaid and paid first. And as I typed over the weekend, Ali Pally's, the knitting and stitching show, was on. People were meeting up and plenty of money was being spent. So hooray for knitters, we could look after the economy by just having loads and loads of luscious colours of yarn, sparkly things, as the incentive to keep it afloat. Business note number three, please don't overspend your budget, people, Christmas is coming up. Unless you're buying me presents, that is. That was a subliminal message for all you lot at Ali Pally. I was near there. I was in the cold, in the wet, at my house. I have been looking at gumtree.co.uk this week. Puppies. Things to make you smile. I have a Lakeland Patterdale wire-haired dog, and he is ace. Quattro is wonderful. Lots of people like Quattro. We've always wanted to breed from him, and he's a kind of rarity around here, and we've never found a female version of him. There are Patterdales and there are millions of Border Terriers, but not so many Lakeland Patterdales. He's 8 now and we're considering getting a puppy. There, of course, is my Dachshund story. Have I bored you with my Dachshund story? Well, we have kind of got plenty of land in this field of ours that we live on the north coast of Scotland. And my hubby wants chickens. I don't. He always has. I never have. And I've always wanted a Dachshund. And he has never wanted a Dachshund. I have told him that if he buys me a Dachshund puppy, whom I will call Sausage, he can get all the chickens he wants. I saw one the other day, perfect wire-coated miniature dude for sale in Shetland, for £700. Now, not only do you have to pay £700 for the puppy, you would have to go to Shetland to get him. I think not. No chickens this winter. Plus, I hear they aren't all that good with bears anyway. But the Lakeland, Patterdale and Gumtree are coming in about £200. And we paid £100 for Quattro 8 years ago, so we reckon inflation's not too bad. There's an 8-week-old puppy in Glasgow just now. Had Rich not been going away for work this week, we would probably have got it. We've had the name for the puppy for years, Josie, after the outlaw Josie Wales. And we've toyed with the idea of an Airedale, because we do have the room for one, but I kind of like little doggies now. And Mum, you'll be pleased to hear we're not getting one yet. I say yet. I've also been reading away on your suggestions for blathers, and one I am going to do after the school holidays is the one of driving about Caithness and telling you more about the landscape and taking some photos. I'm going to do it when Daisy is at nursery, you see, because I don't think it's a good idea to have them two wittering away in the background. I'm also contemplating how to do the stories for the sea suggestion and a couple of the others, which I do love reading them, so please keep putting them up. I would totally struggle with the nationalities one, though, for Narder. I'm still thinking about it. But coming up is St Andrew's Day next month, and I'm trying to swap Scottish segment with textile arts or a review to keep the time down to half an hour. I've loved how the blathering is rapid on the Ravelry group just now. I read everything. I try not to take over conversation, even though I'm dead tempted. Carry on. It keeps me entertained. Mind way back I had 9 friends. Well, the other day I had 222 friends. Hooray for you lot. And I'm kind of starting to get the stage of thinking, have I spoken to so-and-so lately? And who is that again? So if you think I'm being a snob, give me a prod. Tell me what you're knitting. What's good with you? Because I do continue to love the messages. It has a wee dance when you come in. When you wiggle your bum, you get a little message and happily spend all night not watching television, answering you. I've also been told to listen to Never Not Knitting, Fibre Beat and 2 Knit Lit Chicks on your recommendations. And thanks to Salge2 for the lovely iTunes review. I know I've got lots in America, so thank you to all of you. I do go in. I've actually done a fair bit of it the past couple of days. I'll tell you why soon. But I do go in and look. Martin, thank you too. I don't think I've said thank you to you. And I went to leave a review for Knit Pearl Girl last night. Could I remember my iTunes sign-in information? No. It wasn't just the password, it was the email as well. However, I've sorted that and I'll tell you more about that in a second. Textile technique. Keeping with the doors theme, I'm going to tell you how to make a wreath for your door. I would like one of you to tell me how to adhere it, said wreath, to my door. Because I'm not allowed to put a big nail in. Hubby simply refuses. So is there a better way? Anyway, this is more for an inside door, because you are going to need a polystyrene wreath. And you can get flat-backed ones or all-the-way-round ones. Mine was 25 centimetres diameter. When I'm saying flat-backed, that means that it's flush on the door as opposed to roundy all the way round the diameter. You will also need some wool roving in two colours of green and some in red, a felting needle and therefore some plasters, a cookie cutter in the shape of a holly leaf, a sponge, a metre of thick ribbon, no penny. But you can have your penny on if you really want to. So, what you do is, you get one of the green colours of the wool roving and you wrap it around the polystyrene ring. You have to stab the needle felting needle into the polystyrene quite a bit to keep it in place. The felting needle is barbed and triangular and adheres the felt into the polystyrene, which is the felt is the wool roving. And this is your base. So you totally cover it. Then get a handful of the other green colour and pop it into the holly leaf cookie cutter, put it on your sponge. And then a downward stabby motion, felt the green wool roving into a holly leaf shape. And remember, pick it off the sponge sometimes so it doesn't adhere to the sponge. Yes, did pick me, I did that. Make about 8 of these. Then get your red roving and you take about a golf ball sized and you have to be careful here as you are going to poke it into a ball shape. You are making holly berries here and you can hold them down with another needle or a long pointy tool, but just be very wary of your fingers or you will then need the plasters. Keep poking at the ball until it is a marble size and very dense and make about 12 of these. Then you arrange the leaves and the berries around the ring so you have 4 sets of leaves and berries. You can adhere the leaves and berries to the covered rings by either needle felting some more, or you may wish to use some glue if you're fed up with the needle felting. But if you use the needle felting, it means you don't need to use anything other than the needle felt. When all the leaves are on, tie a ribbon at the top in a bunny bow and hang it from the door. I will have a photo on my Flickr page of my wreath that I made for last year.
I buy books, I never read, and then I tell you some more about me!
Me show. Did tell you it was all about me. Cardigan. Light up the sky with fireworks. I have finished my asymmetrical cardigan by Yahira Ferreira. I have photos on Ravelry for you. I was standing in front of a dark rain-filled sky with a rainbow behind me, and that's why I've called it the Rainbow Cardigan of Cables. Oh, I'm actually wearing it just now. Thoughts on the finished article. The yarn, which was Wendy Fusion, and it's quite a chunky wool, it's a bit too soft to do the neck justice and it's furring up already. I've not even washed it yet. And I also think that it could have done with a bit of rib below the cable because the cable starts on row 1 and it puckers the hem as cables do. The pattern was written for more experienced knitters than I because she assumes that you know more than I. Attached sleeves. With what? Glue? Kisses? No, Kitchener stitch. So, I did learn a lot on it, and it's very cosy, and it goes with lots of my clothes. Would I make another? No. Sarah would like me to, but I'll be wearing this one until I have to get it cut off me. Nice. But I'm finished, so light up the sky with fireworks. I have started the Knit Along Shaylin shawl, and I managed the garter stitch tab cast on first time around, after seeing a tutorial from Stephen West, who is actually going to Glasgow's Yarn Cake this month, so happy birthday to the Yarn Cake shop. Then I realised I had done a make one right instead of a make one left, so I took it out. But the next twice that I cast it on, I found it really hard. Paula from Knitting Pipeline has done a wonderful tutorial for a garter stitch tab cast on. I think that's what it's called, anyway. I've done two repeats now, and on the second lace repeat, I realised I was one stitch down. I was like, one stitch down, soldier, oh no! I asked if I could fudge one stitch, and they said yes. So, I am liking this pattern. It's not too much lace, it grows every second row, and my yarn, the Three Irish Girls Sport Weight, is nice and squishy. I will continue with this, and I'm very much enjoying it. And I've told you about the hat from the soldier. I told my father-in-law, who's just put in a request for a hat that he used to have when he served in the National Service. He said it was a tube of a hat that you could roll up as a hat or wear as a balaclava. I'm not sure exactly what he means. He called it a cap comforter or a commando hat. And it is a tube that is knitted on the inside and the outside, and you can manipulate how big or small this tube goes to. I kind of know what he means because I've seen what he was talking about, but my description of it is quite poor. But if you know what I'm talking about and you have a partner, could you please let me know? That would be wonderful. I made spinning group, at which Caroline, Rachel and I thought started at 1, but it doesn't. It's 1:30. Better that than the other way round, though. And I got to sit in the car for 15 minutes and just listen to the radio without having small voices in the background telling me all about Star Wars. This is to tell you that whom I have promised some handspun, which is Guruk Girl, Mad Mum and Elizabeth, that I am in the middle of making it. I honestly am. I was just doing what comes naturally, some cream Jacob and feeding it in. And I think it'll come out DK weight or worsted. I was very much enjoying spinning because the last time I was spinning it had been really hard work, so this time it was nice. I'll just continue to carry on until I have enough to send Guruk Girl, Madman and Elizabeth some lovely handspun. Femto Craft Night was good. Caroline organised us into doing a petite dyeing. I'll tell you more about this in the next textile technique. Mine has not come out great, but my mum's did. And we had lots of laughs, and thank you to Naomi for hosting us, and I hope there's no dye on your carpet. Textile Artist was great. I carried on with my colour wheel and I was trying to figure out how to quilt up the piece. I bond-webbed all my colours on the cream cotton. I have the colour wheel, the families, the cousins, the friends, the not-so-friends adhered. It was a good day. Norma and Joan were dyeing in freezer bags. Dorothy and Catherine painting pages and pages and pages for discharge dyes. Shirley and I carried on with the colour wheel. And basically, it was another room of blather and wifeys, which was lovely. I'm going to crack on with this and maybe doing some dyeing next time. Lastly, before I leave you, I took delivery of an iPad 2 today. We ordered it the day that Steve Jobs passed away. Not so much as a tribute. His company and him, he was really a man that changed the world directly through the devices, or indirectly through all the copycats' devices and the way that we now listen to music and also podcasts. They exploded because of him. The Yarn Yard on Twitter said it like it was. How come we wait until someone dies before we all say something nice about them? So, that's this week's mission. Tell someone that you like them and what they do. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm pretty excited, hoping that I will be able to work some iPad magic into the podcast. But, well, bear with me, because you know it takes me a while.
The blah 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 section.
Blah 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 bit. That's me. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you're all in good health and fiddle. You can download me from iTunes and Podbean. You can email me on keithnescraftcollective@gmail.com. Get me on Ravelry as Louise J. Hunt. Join the Keithnescraft Collective group in there. Also on Seamed Up and Stitching Fingers. And Twitter, Keithnescraft. So thanks for listening and keep on crafting.